Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm Linda Joy, Sacred Visibility Catalyst, Intentional Living Guide, publisher of the beloved Aspire magazine, and host of Inspired Conversations. And you know, for about 6 years now, I've been bringing you conversations with extraordinary women, healers, coaches, visionaries, and creatives who are here changing the world with their wisdom, with their message. And I always love circling up with them. So did you know there are simple yet profound practices for your mind, body, and spirit that can help you as a creative professional and entrepreneur, woman just like myself, build successful businesses? Well, you're in the right place, my friend. Joining me today is Michelle Boulay. Michelle is a transformational life and business coach, healer, and dancer who helps creative professionals and entrepreneurs all over the world clarify and manifest their visions with more confidence, impact, and alignment towards their truth. She runs a multi-six-figure coaching and healing business, offering online group programs, private coaching, speaking, in-person retreats, and teaching. Her work draws from over 25 years of practice in somatic therapies, energy medicine, mindset psychology, spirituality, and her award-winning international career in dance. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Linda. Just hearing you say all of that makes me very happy to be alive and to be here with you and your audience.
Well, I am so grateful that you're here on the show, but also doing the work that you're doing in the world. And I really want to start with a quote you have on your site that really touched me. And I know my audience, I'm sure they're going to really resonate. And it reads, "Is your transformation like creativity and art? Happens in a space of curiosity, possibility, and aligned action."
Yes.
Why don't we start there? I just love the part that says, "In a space of curiosity, possibility, and aligned action."
Yeah. I can say more about that.
I would love you to.
So, you know, I work with a lot of business owners and just professional creatives. And the thing that, you know, when people, there's a couple of things here. When someone is going for transformation, the thing that's going to come up no matter what is fear, you know, and that has to do with you're alive today, your subconscious mind, which in the subconscious mind's job is to keep you alive. So it says, okay, don't change anything. You know, like even if you don't like where your life is now, great, you're alive, don't change anything. So then your subconscious mind will try to do all kinds of things to keep you right where you are. Again, even if it's not great. So a huge thing, and I'm sure you know this too, is like, how do we get ourselves to be able to step back, to relax, to find guidance that actually is aligned with the truth, not with fear? And once we do that, like in our nervous systems, you know, we can open up to possibility, because when we're in fear, that higher cognitive thinking literally shuts down, your digestion shuts down, you know, so even like the metaphoric or the subtle digestion of new ideas, of being able to assimilate things and create, doesn't happen as well. So, you know, one of the things, the biggest things I learned as a healer is how do we open up to that space of curiosity again? So it's really, you know, there's the tangible component of getting out of fear and contraction and worry and doubt and just relaxing into trust, surrender, faith, being held by a power that's greater than us, whatever, you know, a person believes about that, and then taking aligned action from there.
I'll tell you, Michelle, you're speaking my language, my friend.
I figured.
I've always said I'm a believer in possibility. I changed my life as a former welfare mom, runaway, high school dropout, you name it. I lived in fear. I know that well. And you get to that point where you say, there's got to be something more than this. And it was your phrase. I think that's why your beautiful quote spoke so deeply to me, because I know it to be true.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, totally.
When you look at possibility, there is something expansive about it. And then I just continued, holding the vision for the life I wanted, even when I didn't know what that was back then, right? I've been an entrepreneur for 30 years now. It transformed my life. So it's like you're creating space for others to feel safe. So yes, they can see possibilities. So they can see their vision in this safe cocoon and container that you create.
Yes, because we're conditioned to see what won't work very easily, those negativity biases within our brains. And people get out of the most dire situations because someone else comes in and can ask a simple question like, what do you want? Versus what do you think is possible? What do you see in front of you? Because when something's really challenging, it's so easy to see the challenges. So then to open up to that space of possibility, just even that, and then to be able to stay there, because that subconscious patterning is going to come in again right away. When I studied energy medicine, when I started studying it really deeply in 2007, 2008, the thing I was trained in was we don't tell the person what's wrong. We tell them what they're shifting into, because actually I can't even know that, but it's like, oh, wow, look at these things want to connect. This wants to come into alignment. Let's see what that makes possible for you. And it's one of my colleagues would say, it's like we're the good news doctors.
Yes. Because don't you notice that for so many, I don't have this now in my life, but back then when I was transforming, when you're in that space of fear, et cetera, you usually have a circle of people around you that are happy to keep you in that fear and tell you, you can't do that. You can't do this.
Yes, because, we don't like change that much, right? Like it's either sometimes people are propelled by, they really are inspired to have something. Most of the time people are propelled by pain, and they want to get out of it. But I think the thing you're saying about environment is so key. When we change, it can threaten other people around us because then they are asked to change. So, it's so important when a person is going through this type of journey to surround themselves with people, things like this podcast, books, ideas, even just beautiful things in your home that mean something to you, that keep you on that path, because it is very easy to slip. But once you get those conditions set up and you know that this is also not an arrival place, it's an ongoing life practice of awareness, then that builds its own momentum. I in another energy medicine modality I studied, one of my teachers would say harmony begets harmony. So the more you put into it, the more it continues to give back to you.
Oh, I found that to be true. Even as I stepped out of the circle of fear and the people, and I never stepped away from anyone. As I transformed, my energy no longer aligned. Mm-hmm. And people that supported my dreams of possibility. Have you noticed that with your clients too? The more they say yes to themselves and start working with a coach, their whole circle of influence begins to change.
Yes, 100%. I think they see things that they weren't aware of before in certain relationships. I know I went through that, and that was a challenge, but just to let go of certain relationships. But I know through and through in my own life and in my clients' lives that the healing that I do for myself and that growth, it affects my family. I don't have children, but I know it's a gift to my nieces and nephews whom I love dearly. And sometimes a person who struggles with creating that change for themselves, especially if there's insecurities and, low self-esteem or low self-love, sometimes it can be a real motivator to say, like, this is a gift to the people around you to take care of yourself first, you know, because I definitely have a lot of people who take care of others first and then they're depleted and they're exhausted. I have done that so much in my life, you know, like, so it's to know that it's also a gift, but then to come to that deep realization that your divinity comes first. And that is the source of power. That is the source of light. That is the source of infinite energy and possibility that I believe we're really here to connect to.
Oh, I believe that too. And I've always shared with my clients, women are the nurturers of the next generation, whether that be their own children, the children of the world. But if we don't take care of ourselves, how can we nurture our family, our community, or the world?
Yeah.
So yeah, I believe a lot of the same that you believe. And I've learned it from my own personal experiences, right? Of going through my own transformation and healing myself. We're going to take a break, Michelle. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs and people out there who go, oh, I failed, or I made big mistakes. And they allow failure and mistakes to become a label they wear instead of looking at it from, it's just a lesson of what not to do again. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. And we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Michelle Boulay of MichelleBoulay.com. Be sure to visit her website to learn more about the magical work she's doing in the world. We'll be right back, my friends.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is transformational life and business coach, healer, and dancer, Michelle Boulay. Michelle, right before the break, you know, when you're going through a transformation, whether it's in life, business, you know, what your spiritual path, you know, sometimes you fall down. I know I did many times, right? And for a long time, I allowed my perceived failures, and I'm using air quotes here, to define me, especially in my 20s and 30s. What would you say to someone who has failed or made big mistakes in life or business? What would your guidance be?
I would say congratulations, because now you're one step closer to where you want to be.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know this because I definitely had perfectionist tendencies running my life, and it would make me so afraid and paralyzed to take the next step, and then nothing would move. In fact, I got better at staying stuck. So I had a mentor say to me, Michelle, I want you to make bad decisions. And then I immediately said back to her, because I'd been studying, you know, for some time. And I was like, so that I know that I'm safe still, right? She's like, exactly. You know, and it's a huge builder of self-trust. I think there's shame, there's guilt, there's judgment that exists in our culture, and it's completely toxic. And unfortunately, even if you have the most big, you know, like the biggest, most loving heart, it's hard to stay immune to that. And a person needs to learn that does nothing. It shuts down life, and the nature of life is to keep growing. So, you know, I think it's a radical act in our culture to be able to say, okay, I see the mistake. I forgive myself. I learn from this. I let it go and I move forward. And that actually allows a person to move forward faster. It gives them so much wisdom. You know, every single, as you said, air quotes, mistake that we make in our lives is part of the journey that allows us to be who we are today and who we are to become. And, you know, it's, if you kind of think of it like that, it'd be silly, right? Like, it's silly for us to walk around thinking that every single person, or that, you know, this person, that I, that you have it all figured out. We're all works in process. And I think the more we can settle into the beauty of that evolutionary creative process, the more gentle we can be, and actually the more transformation we can experience, and the more we can contribute in the ways that we're here to contribute.
Yeah, I so agree. And, you know, I was thinking that I used to be so harsh, like a lot of our listeners right here, listening now, may have something they've gone through in their life and they carry so much self-judgment or shame. And I remember a counselor saying to me, God, probably 25 years ago, she said, and I was carrying a lot of shame about it, and you know, self-judgment about a business decision I made way back in my other business. And she said to me, Lynn, if your girlfriend had the same situation, was sitting in front of you telling you this story, would you be judging her? I said, of course not. Why would I do that? She goes, then why are you doing it to yourself?
Yeah.
That was a big wake-up call to go, wow, we are so hard on ourselves, right?
Yes.
We wouldn't do it to a friend or a loved one who was in the same circumstance. That was really healing for me to hear, because like you, I had those perfectionist tendencies way back. And I was my own worst critic. And now I'm my biggest cheerleader.
That's like, beautiful. Yeah.
And I'm sure you must have gone through that too, to accomplish everything, where you had to learn to navigate, you know, the way we're wired, the perfectionist tendencies, to find a new way of to be, and based on self-love and acceptance and non-judgment.
100%. You know, it's an interesting thing, especially for someone who's a high achiever. Again, the caretakers usually try to like do all they can to make things be okay for everyone around them. And there's a gift in that, you know, like we can bring in the law of polarity. There's good and bad in everything. So when a person learns to turn that around, so it's because in some ways I think people see, well, this is how I got so far, right? Like, this is how I achieved this and this and this, like beating myself, like being hard on myself, making sure I didn't rest, doing all the, you know, push, go, go, go. But that breaks down because oftentimes underneath that, there's a lie that is that a person is not lovable and they're not worthy. Like, unless they do X, Y, Z, it's a conditional love. That's not the truth. And anything that's based in a lie will eventually break down. So I definitely had to go through that over and over. You know, the one story that is really just notable and memorable for me is I did, I do this now with my clients. I was in a healing program where we shared the things we were ashamed of, the things we felt any guilt about. And it could have been something that we did, that something that was done to us, something that we knew about. And we did a ritual to let those things go. And that night I could not sleep at all because I had so much energy and I knew it wasn't bad. You know, I'm usually a person who can sleep pretty easily, but I just was so alive. And I think the important thing for people to know about that is that that shame, guilt, and judgment is suppressing your life force. It's suppressing your creativity, your expression. And once you let that go, there is an incredible amount of source power that is like, yes, you know, it's like it is this alignment. The universe is like, oh my God, she sees she's worthy, like boom, supercharged. And I think there's something really, that was just so huge for me. So when I see clients be able to let that go, that's when stuff starts to take off, you know, and there's something also, there's a supercharge, but it's also like, oh my gosh, I can relax now because I really know that I am love, that I am okay. There's nothing wrong with me.
It's such a beautiful place to be, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And that story was powerful because we don't realize it takes so much more energy to suppress something than to face it.
Yes.
And I use that beach ball story, you know, with the clients. Like, come on, try to hold a beach ball underwater. You know what it feels like, right? It's a lot of pressure pushing back in you, and you got to use all your energy to hold it down. And that's all the stuff we all stuff all the time.
Yes.
And when you let it go, there's such a freedom. And the feeling you had in your body after that healing, you know, the energy surging, I've experienced that. And it's exactly what you said. It's like this freeing moment of going, how much of myself was I smothering? And you were actually tapped into the divine in that moment, your true life force energy, unencumbered.
Yeah, it's quite an experience, you know, and the beach ball metaphor that you're talking about too, when I think about that one, you know, that beach ball goes flying up into the air.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
You know, so there's, you know, I've had my mentor says this to me, and I know he got this from the person he studied with, and it's, you know, the information is out there. It's not just direct lineage that way, but the general message is that our job in this human lifetime is just to realize more and more how we're one with everything.
But isn't it true? We are one with everything, but we've forgotten it. Look at children. I look at my grandchildren. I have a 10-year-old little girl granddaughter that's magical. This kid is magical. She's found 26 four-leaf clovers in a lifetime.
Oh my God.
My daughter has them all laminated and dated. 5 in one day. And I remember saying to her, like, I've never found one, Michelle. And I go, baby. She goes, I'm going to go get you and Papa a four-leaf clover. And I'm trying to be the protective mama, but hold her space for her. I go, thank you. That will be wonderful. And if you don't find it today, you'll find it another day. And she looks at me with such certainty and goes, oh, I will find it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we looked out the window. She rubs her hand over the top of grass. Pluck, comes running in the house with one for me. Goes back out. So finally I said, McKenna, how do you do that? And she goes, Emma, I listen and they tell me where they are.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful. Well, that is so
I
beautiful.
Share that though, that beautiful story, because it fills me up every time I hear it, because she and other little children remind me that we were born tapped into the divine. We were born so wide open to our truth, right? And then life and the human experience comes and we're never disconnected from it, but it kind of gets smothered and staticky. And so for me, the whole purpose of all my brands is to bring women, that's who I love to work with, back to remembering that they are always connected. They are always one with the divine. And if they're not feeling that, it's not because it's not true. It's just they've forgotten.
Yes. Something has come in the way. Someone taught them something else. And it's, you know, it's not out of ill will. It's just, you know, I think part of our human evolution is also that we release the ignorance, you know, that I think we're on a long journey, I think, as a species, just to remember that. And, you know, something in your story that you shared is so moving for me to hear, because I forget, you know, regularly, and it's daily work to remember that. And it moves me to hear that story, because I know that, I think I know that intrinsically in myself, and I do see it also in my nieces and nephews. And what I think a person, you know, I see people go through this. I see my clients go through this. There's a grieving process also. You know, when I'm hearing you say that, there's a part of me that it's like the grief comes up and like, oh yeah, I forgot. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just, so I think it's important for people to know that that is part of that journey too, that there will be, there can be a sadness. I think, you know, I have a dance background. I've been dancing for nearly 40 years of my life. And there are times when I've been on stage where I feel like this, you know, dancing was definitely a place for me to connect to the divine. It was, I always, even as a kid, just asked this question of how can I, like, I know that there's something bigger moving through me. And my question as I was injured for some time and thought I was done with dancing in my life. But when I started again, my question, like I think I was 18, was how can I become available to this? What can I do to make myself more available to this? And that became a whole journey for me, just to open up to that divinity. And, you know, I know you know this too, probably. It's just like to help other people do that. It'll bring me to tears. It's one of the most beautiful things to watch.
And it gives me, I'm at a point of entering my 59th year in October. Mm. And I am so looking forward to what's to come. And I feel so blessed that I'm able to do the work I do in the world with my private spiritual coaching clients and the other work that I do. And I go, I always say to the divine, so this is what you had planned when you had me experience all that muck over those years. And then I say, thank you. I see why everything unfolded in my life. Yeah. And Michelle, we're going to take a break. And we come back. I'm so glad you brought up dance, because I want to talk about how you use movement and meditation and the work you do with your clients, because it's such a merging of your passions, but I can also see that and understand that movement is such a powerful part of releasing stuck emotions and all that. So I can't wait to continue our conversation, my friend.
Great.
We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. And with me today is Michelle Boulay. Please visit our website at michelleboulay.com. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic Record reading.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Michelle Boulay. And Michelle, you know, in the last segment you talked about, you know, over, you've been dancing over 40 years. And I know that incorporating movement and meditation is important in the work that you do with your clients. Why have you found it so important to help them navigate what they're going through in life?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, let's start with meditation first. You know, if a person is not doing this, this is like one of the first things, you know, even if it's just 1 minute, 60 seconds, you know, just that moment of stillness and awareness, right? Because awareness precedes any type of growth. If we're not aware, we are just constantly reacting. So to build that space of awareness where a person can step back and just see, oh wow, there's that self-sabotaging thought. You know, they see it instead of following it and just like automatically going into every behavioral emotional pattern that would follow that thought. You're able to see it first. So and also just to calm and quiet your mind to feel what is there. So over the years, I've been teaching dance for I guess now 30 years, because I started when I was young. I developed a practice that I like to call moving with innate wisdom. And this practice, the design of it is that for a person to know that you have an innate wisdom that is coursing through you all the time, and it's guiding you towards your fullest potential, your highest expression, and your best health. And there's no set movements to it. It's just really being present with. So those are words I use a lot. Just be present with what's here. It's like a movement meditation practice. And the beauty that I found with it and that my clients say back to me is, you know, it's like this practice ground to feel things. Maybe, you know, for some people to feel the difficult emotions, to feel even joy. Because I work with people who realize like, oh my God, actually even myself, I went through this. And I still know I'm unfolding my capacity for joy. But, you know, I would hear clients say, it wasn't okay for me to be happy in my house. You know, they learned that as a kid. So it's just like, how does your body want to move? So it's desire coursing through you. It's impulse. Desire means of the Father or of spirit. Mater, you know, is matter, our physical body. It's the feminine. So it's this, I find that it's this union between these polarities of spirit and matter, and being able to work with that. And so I have a monthly subscription program where we meet 4 times per month live. And in two of those meetings, we do this movement practice. And I might bring in a teaching in relationship to it. It might be about like letting your desire burn, because that's a huge piece in being able to create something. You know, I bring in a theme for every single time we do the movement piece, and then a person can go back and watch those videos and revisit it again. But ultimately, you know, we carry all of this stuff in our bodies. So to be able to release things from your body, but also to be able to try on something new, like what if you knew already through your body that you are the creator, you already have the things that you want. Like even as I'm saying this to you, Linda, I'm starting to sit up straighter. My shoulders are like broadening. I feel my heart opening. And that's a practice that when a person does that regularly and remembers to maintain it, they start to attract those sorts of things into their lives. Like, you know, not only do other people see them and say, oh, what's that? I'm drawn to that. But, you know, I think we, like being in this space, even as I'm talking to you, my eyes open up in a different way. I see different things. a person hears different things when they're living in their body in a different way. So it's, you know, I work so much with consciousness and mindset too, but I feel like just being able to be in your body, you know, to let our emotions move. So we don't chop ourselves off at our neck and just become a talking, thinking head. There's power within living and feeling and trusting the sensations that course through our bodies.
So powerful. Now, I do have a question. So is it more like freestyle? They're moving the way they're called to move, or are you guiding them with certain movements?
I never guide with certain movements. Well, I shouldn't say never. If maybe we're working on a theme, I might do something for heart opening first, or I might start with like, let's let everyone lie down on the ground today first, because just to drop into their parasympathetic nervous systems and deeply relax. But the core of the practice is whatever impulse arises. I mean, it's not meant to be pretty, you know, it's not meant to be acceptable all the time. Like, I'll just say, honestly, sometimes there are times where I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing or what sound I'm making, but I'm going to trust that this is wisdom. And I think, you know, what it does is it allows a person to tap into the holistic nature of themselves. Like if a person can't tap into some of the stronger feelings, some of that power, maybe even sometimes some of that anger, which has a healthy function, it's very difficult to find that wholeness, you know? So I say this to my group sometimes, I might mute the camera when we're doing it. I'm like, I'm glad you guys couldn't hear me, because I sounded like a vacuum cleaner like that was going crazy, you know, just like, so I think, you know, like what we were talking about earlier, we learn to suppress so much. So this practice is about just letting it move and letting yourself know you're safe, because we suppress because we think that if we let this thing be expressed, we're not going to be safe. We're going to get hurt. We'll be alone. We'll be attacked. Maybe we'll lose love. You know, that's the biggest fear. It always boils down to that fear of love and connection. So to be able to just be in a space where maybe we're doing this for 10 minutes or 30 minutes, I it may not even always be conscious, but I think a person starts to realize, oh, I did this and I'm safe. I did it again and I'm safe. And then they start to walk into their lives in a different way. You know, they're holding their bodies in a different way. The energy's moving through them in a different way. So it's a safe space to practice just being your wholeness, being your fullness, being in your complete, beautiful potential and expression.
Well, I'm one that when you said a phrase, it just hit home of how far I've come. You said, you know, we don't want to be a person that we shut off and just are the talking head.
Yeah.
Michelle, that you used that phrase, I can remember seeing my first counselor in my late 20s. And I said to her, I feel as if like I'm disconnected from my body and it's just an appendage that my head carries around everywhere. Because mm-hmm. I lived in my head, so I wouldn't have to feel anything else, right?
Yes.
Because of child trauma. So that really resonates, because I can remember what it felt like for those first 2.5 decades to live that way. And so to learn to be in my body over these years has been a journey. So in the family joke, that's why every time the conversation comes up about dance, I'm like, I hope you don't tell me any movements, because I dance like Elaine on Seinfeld, right? So like it's a family joke. Really, I don't dance like that, but they're like, are you going to dance at the wedding? It's become a joke. But the reason I believe it is, because if you ever saw Elaine, if not, just enter Elaine dancing on YouTube, Elaine Seinfeld dancing, you'll see. And I look back at my younger years and it's because I was so disconnected. I didn't know how to move my body, how to feel my body, right? And yeah. Now, you know, at almost 60, I'm at a more peaceful place with it. So I know my dancing will be much better at my daughter's wedding in May. I'm gonna be like John Travolta on that dance floor. So that really resonated, because I have friends who use that same, you know, that they don't even realize they're using that same language. I'm like, oh, I get it. She's disconnected from her body too. And how many of us are in that place? And I would like to talk about that and more. And I also want to talk about some of your energy medicine. We're going to take our final break, but this energy medicine you will have incorporated in your business. You've been doing it for years, along with somatic therapies, mindset psychology. I want to dive into that when we come back, Michelle.
Okay.
So we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Michelle Boulay. Please visit her website, learn more about her transformational courses and programs and everything she's up to in the world. We'll be right back, my friends.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
It's time to begin the adventure of a lifetime by nurturing the most important relationship you will ever have, the relationship with yourself. Kelly Grimes, self-nurturing expert, speaker, and author of the bestseller, The Art of Self-Nurturing, a field guide to living with more peace, joy, and meaning, shares that a self-nurturing practice is not about being perfect or completing another thing on your to-do list, but rather nurturing a relationship with yourself. In The Art of Self-Nurturing, you'll discover the inspiration, examples, reflective questions, and self-nurturing practices that will empower you to become the artist of your own life and see self-nurturing as an art form. Rather than living from obligation and overwhelm, you will learn to cultivate a life filled with self-compassion and self-love. Order your copy today at artofselfnurturingbook.com and receive the Self-Nurturing Starter Kit as a supportive gift.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. So just to close off the last conversation before we dive into energy medicine, because you've worked so much with movement in your life, have you had a lot of women come with that same thing? Like, I'm so disconnected from my body. I'm always in my head.
I definitely have had that. And I see that. You know, I also get a lot of dancers, but that doesn't mean that they're connected to their bodies. You know, a lot of times, or people who have danced at some point in their lives, a lot of times, and I know this was true for myself too, dance was the safe space. You know, it was like, okay, I can move. I go into the studio or I'm on stage and it's okay to move here. But, you know, to be able to translate that into their lives is huge. But I think in that way, dance is a saving grace for a lot of people. But I definitely see that. And, you know, it's amazing how I might be talking to a client and I just have to stop them, you know, gently and firmly, just like, okay, let's stop. And maybe it's about like, what's going on in your body, or if they said something and then I'm like, let's get to the core of what they just said. And then there's a slowdown and then maybe the emotion hits and then we get to the truth, you know. And one thing that I love this quote, and I'm not going to say it perfectly, but it's by Leland Van Vandewalle. And it has to do with the amount that a person is able to grow and transform in their lives is directly proportional to their ability to see the truth and not run away. And what the mind, so that's a quote, but what our mind does is it can help us. It's a great tool, our minds, they're beautiful. But they can help us run away at times. You know, like you were saying earlier, it just that protected you from feeling. And it's totally okay. It's just a person doesn't have the tools to feel safe to feel. So I definitely get that. And even if I'm working with someone just as a private client, I put them in my monthly subscription program so that they're in that practice of embodying too. And I feel there through the movement practices, there's a space there where we don't have to talk about it all the time. You know, and I find for myself, you know, maybe it's just because I have such a big movement background, sometimes talk therapy isn't enough for me. It's just, I'm just in my head, but I need to go into my body and cry and shake and scream and, you know, feel those things and laugh. And then there's an imprint that gets left when a person goes through that experience. And there's actually a modality I've done a lot of studying of, which is called Feldenkrais. It's similar to that harmony begets harmony that I was talking about before, but it's like when your nervous system recognizes that, let's go back to possibility, that there's another possibility. Feldenkrais is like simple movements that help repattern the nervous system into finding easier ways to move. And when your nervous system starts to recognize that, it's like, oh, you know, and if you stay on track, it will continue to move towards that. So I just went in a lot of different directions, Linda, but I think
it all perfectly melded together. Mm-hmm. So how do you merge your energy medicine work into your coaching work?
Yeah. So I do that a lot in my group programs. Because what I found was fascinating when I was doing just, you know, before I really brought coaching into my practice, I would do just like circles of this moving with innate wisdom practice and energy balancing. And everyone would maybe, if they felt like it, share a priority. And this is what I do in my monthly program. People fill out an intake form. I see where they are. And there's, you know, there's a matrix of connection for everybody that's in that circle. And I'll just work with the group. Oftentimes I might bring a single person in and I use the energy healing with that person. And what I found, you know, from 14 years of doing this is that I'm working with that one person, but there are other people in the group who are like, oh my God, I felt that so deeply. Or even sometimes, yeah, I remember I was doing this once and something came up for someone's eyes and the person I was working on, they're like, I don't know what that is for me. But then after the class, this other person came up to me and is like, I've been having so many problems with my eyes, you know? And I think that, so I'm using the different modalities that I've worked with, but I think the important thing to know, and I can explain more if you want more clarity on this, the important thing to know is that there are universal laws underneath all of this that govern life, that are, it's the way the world operates. So even if something is as specific as if I'm working with someone and it's like, okay, there's a memory from when you were 7 years old, had to do with your mom. And that may come up, you know, very specifically for that person. It might be something emotional, but everyone can relate to that on some way. Let's say it was like feeling shut down or feeling abandoned. There's something underneath that about wanting to be seen, this truth again, about knowing that we are love, knowing that we're here to be seen and to connect. So even if the details don't match up specifically, you know, a person can resonate with this shift in a vibration, a shift in awareness, a shift in acceptance. So that's how I use it in my group work. In my private work, it may just go in and out. And the reason I added coaching to my work was I found that people would come to me, we'd do the healing work, things would shift, but they might come back and like the 4 months later and the same thing, you know, it's improved, but it's not quite fully, you know, resolved. And so I found that sometimes people would just want to come to the table and just like lie down and say like, fix me. And change doesn't happen that way. Like it's a co-creation. So the coaching work, not only did it help me see the mindset that was happening, where we needed to tweak things there and support and resolve things, but it helped me just be able to give them really practical steps to be able to take. Like, here's the like very definite homework, not just drink water and get more sleep, but like now you, like, let's say it's someone who's trying to build their business. Okay, like do the social posts, you know, call the prospective clients, And you know, in the work, we would might work on the fear that comes up, all of that stuff. But there's something actionable, and it's through the action actually that I find a lot of the greatest healing and repatterning happens.
I completely agree. I use the phrase inspired action because, as you know, inspiration comes from spirit, right? Yes. So when I'm afraid, I give myself two things to move, because I know if I can move forward and take action, the fear is going to dissipate. But I love what you just said. It kind of repatterns the programming.
Yes. And that's the law of cause and effect. So that's one of the universal laws. And if a person can see, oh, I did this and I'm safe. Oh, I did it again and I'm safe. Oh, I did it again and I got a new result. You know, and that it's that repetition, then that person realizes, oh, I'm actually the cause of this. I'm empowered. I create this new result. And I don't mean that in an egotistical way, but just in the way that we are divine centers of creation. And then it's like, you know, it's that co-creation, like with spirit, I created this. And a lot of times, I got to say this, Linda, one of the biggest things for me is just remembering to let go. Like spirit is here to help me too. I don't have to do this all by myself.
You know, that's how I dance, baby. That's everything I do is I listen, I receive, I birth.
That's beautiful.
I don't question anymore, but only because, Michelle, exactly what you just described, I kept taking those baby steps years ago, even with every story that I had in my head. And the more I tell it, it's like I built my spiritual trust muscles. Mm. Right? So that now, 30 years later, as an entrepreneur, and I've been on the spiritual path 30 years, I no longer doubt. When I receive call this person, I'm like, now? But I call because, but in the past, like all of us, I would rationalize, well, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. And I'm like, no, when I have that, I think you use the words innate wisdom, you know, when I listen now. And so I call it the dance, you know, dance with the divine. And sometimes I take temper tantrums with the divine, like a 2-year-old. What do you mean I have to do that now? That wasn't my vision. And I hear, well, this is the next step on your path. But I've learned to listen. So I call it the dance for the divine. Like, okay, you're leading the way. I love that.
Yeah.
But it's in the last few minutes that we have, I find it, and I'm curious if you have too, it's a much more peaceful existence.
Yes.
As an entrepreneur, as a woman, as a partner in a long-term relationship, it's like letting go. And you're talking to someone that is a recovering control freak. Okay. So when I say letting go, it's been a big journey for me. And don't get me wrong, I still have setbacks. Like we all do, right? Because I'm human. And I go, oh, there's that old behavior coming back up again. And I let it go. But it's the dance with the divine. So is there a message you'd love to like to leave our listeners with in the last couple minutes that we have, Michelle?
Well, I love what you just said, and I totally agree. And the word that's coming to me is just trust.
Yes.
You know, like no matter what has happened, no matter what does happen, you're always taken care of. And you know that just to, oh gosh, you know, we suffer so much. I know we've said this, but I feel it again at the end of our conversation when we cut ourselves off from that connection. So, you know, just that daily practice, I feel it. You know, if I start to get worried about something, I check myself. I'm like, wait a second. I'm trying to control it all because I am also, Linda, a control enthusiast. You know, and it does, you know, that it's discerning when it's the deep care versus the deep fear. You know, and the care creates a very different result than the fear does. So it's such a simple but profound shift. If you're stuck in something, you know, maybe it's debt or not feeling connected or just not feeling like there's enough, just like sit back and trust. Go there first, like find something right now that makes you feel good. Even if it, for me, I'm like looking at the grass and the wind right now. And that's just beautiful. Like that little moment of choreography, of sunshine, of green, of the wind, you know, I see the mountains and the clouds and the blue sky too. Like that can give us so much. And then go from there, you know, like to act from that trust. It's going back to that aligned action. And, you know, like I love that you said earlier, you give yourself two things to do, to move, because life is movement. It's not meant to be chaotic movement of our minds. It's meant to be birthing beautiful ideas, beautiful experiences, beautiful relationships, beautiful sharing. And, you know, I think trust and learning how to trust oneself is just key to all of that. And it's totally possible.
What a beautiful message to leave our listeners with. It is totally possible. So Michelle, I want to say thank you. I'm so glad our paths crossed, and thank you for joining me today. I want to invite everyone again to visit Michelle Boulle, and Boulle is Boulle.com.
Thank you, Linda. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, my friend. And until next Tuesday, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.